Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman. Remember my Ram Goldhar, and today Masechus Ksubas Daf Chav Zayin. The second Perakei Isha Shinis Armola. The Zichud Masechus Ksubas program has been generously sponsored as a schus for Hachazachas Torah. So the three tips we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states, Ir Shekvashu Karkom, concerning a city conquered by a siege army. Kol Kohanim Shinim Sabasocha Basuas, all wives of Kohanim within the city are unfit for their husbands, for we fear that they were violated by the soldiers. The Gemara contrasts this mission with the mission of Avodah Zorah, which states, Belesha Shabal Ir, concerning a troop, which Rashi defines as marauding soldiers that search for hidden things in the city they're conquering, they came to a city. If they came during peacetime, then open barrels of wine are prohibited out of fear they poured libations to their Avodah Zorah. But during wartime, the barrels are permitted, Lefi She'ein Panai L'Nasech, because they do not have time to pour libations. This seems to indicate that during war, the soldiers do not have time for other activities. So why then are they suspected of violating the woman? Ramari said, to engage in relations they have time, but they don't have time to pour libations. Rush explains that the pull of the Yetzer Hara is stronger when it comes to having relations than its pull for Avodah Zorah. Point number two, Ravid Bar Avin said in the name of Yitzhak Bar Ashian, Im Yesha Machavoa Achas Matzelis Al Kohanis Kulan. If there exists in the city one single hiding place, it saves all the wives of Kohanim from the decree of separating from their husbands. We assume that they hid there and were not violated. Rabbi Yirmi asked, "Eina machazekas el achas mahu? What's the halacha if the hiding place can only hold one person? Do we say regarding each one of the women, this is the one who made use of it, and all the women are permitted, or do we not say that and suspect that each woman was violated?" The Gemara asks how this is different from a case of two paths, where one has a grave across it and the other one does not, and one person walked down one path and another person walked down the second one, and they both touch tahor food. If both people came at the same time to ask what their status is, they're both tameh, for we cannot say that either one is tahor, as one of them is definitely tameh. Here too, we cannot rule that any one of the women are tahor, as only one of them could have possibly hid. The Gemara rejects the comparison, saying that in the path case, one of the paths was certainly tameh, but here, who's to say that any of the women were actually violated? And point number three, the Mishnah had stated regarding wives of Kohanim in a besieged city. Im yesh lan edim afil eved afil ashivcha hariyon ne'amanim. But if they have witnesses who testify that they were not violated, even if the witness is an eved or a shivcha, they're believed. The Gemara infers that even the woman's shivcha is believed, and contrasts that ruling with the Mishnah in Gittin, which states that a woman in the midst of a divorce may not have yichud with her husband unless they are in the presence of edim, and even the presence of an eved or shivcha suffices, chutz mishivchasa mifnei shaliba gasba b'shivchasa, excluding her own shivcha, since she's familiar with her and will not hesitate to have relations in front of her. Rapapi answered, in the case of the captive woman, the Rabbanim were lenient and permitted her shivcha to testify on her behalf. Rapapa said that the Mishnah in Gittin is dealing with her shivcha, whereas our Mishnah is dealing with the husband's shivcha, who is believed to testify about his wife. So once again, the three points are number one. The next Mishnah states, Ir Shekvashua Karkom, concerning a city conquered by a siege army, Kol Kohanim Shinim Sabasocha Basulos, all wives of Kohanim within the city are unfit to their husbands, for we fear that they were violated by the soldiers. The Gemara contrasts this mission with the mission of Avodah Zorah, which states, Belesha Shabal Le'ir, concerning a troop, which Rashi defines as marauding soldiers that search for hidden things in the city they're conquering, they came to a city. If they came during peacetime, then open barrels of wine are prohibited out of fear they poured libations to their Avodah Zorah. But during wartime, the barrels are permitted, Lefi She'ein Panai L'Nasech, because they do not have time to pour libations. This seems to indicate that during war, the soldiers do not have time for other activities. So why then are they suspected of violating the woman? Ramari said, to engage in relations they have time, but they don't have time to pour libations. Rush explains that the pull of the Yetzer Hara is stronger when it comes to having relations than its pull for Avodah Zorah. Point number two, Ravid Bar Avin said in the name of Yitzhak Bar Ashian, Im yesha machavoa achas matzelis al kohanis kulan. If there exists in the city one single hiding place, it saves all the wives of Kohanim from the decree of separating from their husbands. We assume that they hid there and were not violated. Rabbi Yirmi asked, Eina machazekas el achas mahu? What's the halacha if the hiding place can only hold one person? Do we say regarding each one of the women, this is the one who made use of it, and all the women are permitted, or do we not say that and suspect that each woman was violated? The Gemara asks how this is different from a case of two paths, where one has a grave across it and the other one does not, and one person walked down one path and another person walked down the second one, and they both touch tahor food. If both people came at the same time to ask what their status is, they're both tameh, for we cannot say that either one is tahor, as one of them is definitely tameh. Here too, we cannot rule that any one of the women are tahor, as only one of them could have possibly hid. The Gemara rejects the comparison, saying that in the path case, one of the paths was certainly tameh, but here, who's to say that any of the women were actually violated? And point number three, the Mishnah had stated regarding wives of Kohanim in a besieged city. Im yesh lan edim afil eved afil ashivcha hari on the amanim. But if they have witnesses who testify that they were not violated, even if the witness is an eved or a shivcha, they're believed. The Gemara infers that even the woman's shivcha is believed, and contrasts that ruling with the Mishnah in Gittin, which states that a woman in the midst of a divorce may not have yichud with her husband unless they are in the presence of edim, and even the presence of an eved or shivcha suffices, chutz mishivchasa mifnei sheli begasba b'shivchasa, excluding her own shivcha, since she's familiar with her and will not hesitate to have relations in front of her. Rapapi answered b'shvuya hikila, in the case of the captive woman, the rabbanim were lenient and permitted her shivcha to testify on her behalf. Rapapa said that the Mishnah in Gittin is dealing with her shivcha, whereas our Mishnah is dealing with the husband's shivcha, who is believed to testify about his wife. All right, so now we go to Simur Daf Chav Zayin, and our standard simur is a kazoo, which is a toy musical instrument that children play with that makes a buzzing sound. So here goes. The marauding kazoo-blowing idol worshippers, who didn't have time during war to snatch new kazoos from open barrels, didn't notice the single woman crouching in the small hiding place with her kazoo. But her shivcha, looking through the window, did. Once again, in slow motion. The marauding kazoo-blowing idol worshippers, kazoo, that must be where Daf Chav Zayin. The marauding kazoo-blowing idol worshippers who didn't have time during war to snatch new kazoos from open barrels, which reminds the next Mishnah states, Ir shekvashu akarkom, concerning a city conquered by a siege army, kol kohanim shenim sebasocha besulos, all wives of kohanim within the city are unfit for the husbands, for we fear that they were violated by the soldiers. Gemara contrasts this Mishnah with the Mishnah of Avodah Zorah that teaches that during wartime, open barrels are permitted, lefisha ein panai lanasech, because the marauding troops do not have time to pour libations. This seems to indicate that during war, the soldiers do not have time for other activities. So why then are they suspected of violating the woman? Ramari said, libo yesh panai lanasech ein panai. To engage in relations, they have time, but they don't have time to pour libations. So the marauding kazoo-blowing idol worshippers, who didn't have time during war to snatch new kazoos from open barrels, didn't notice the single woman crouching in the small hiding place with her kazoo. Which reminds Rav Yehuda bar Avin said in the name of Yitzchak bar Ashian, if there exists in the city one single hiding place, it saves all the wives of Kohanim from the decree of separating from their husbands. We assume they hid there and were not violated. Rabbi Yirmiyah asks, Einam achazek es ela achas mahu, what's the halacha if the hiding place can only hold one person? The Gemara rejects the comparison of this case to one where there are two paths, where one was definitely Tameh and the other was Tahor, and two people walked down the different paths and then touched Tahor food, saying that in the path case, one of the paths was certainly Tameh, but here, who's to say that any of the women were actually violated? So the marauding, kazoo-blowing idol worshippers, who didn't have time during war to snatch new kazoos from open barrels, didn't notice a single woman crouching in the small hiding place with her kazoo, but her shivcha looking through the window did. Which reminds us, the Mishnah had stated regarding wives of Kohanim in a besieged city, but if they have edim who testify that they were not violated, even if the witness is an eved or a shivcha, they're believed. And we have a question whether that means that also her shivcha is believed. So once again, the marauding kazoo-blowing idol worshippers who didn't have time during war to snatch new kazoos from open barrels didn't notice the single woman crouching in the small hiding place with her kazoo. But her shivcha looking through the window did. All right, so now it's time for four blah bah chazara. Daf chaf gimel. So the simmer daf chaf gimel is kugelach. So here goes. The courtyard kugelach competition. Kugelach. That must be more daf chaf gimel. The courtyard kugelach competition was so captivating that the residents didn't see their neighbors' kedushin and gerushin taking place in private, which reminds us, the Rav Ashi explained the difference between the two cases of two sets of eidim with contradictory eidas, whether a woman was mekudeshes or a woman was divorced, is when the witnesses say, Re'inuha sheniskadsha, we saw her become mekudeshes, and the second set they did not. The cases where the woman and witnesses live in the same chatzar, one might have thought that if she was mekudeshes, kala esli lamilsa, that there would have been a call amongst the neighbors and it would be known. The Bryce is coming to teach that people sometimes mekadesh privately and it's not known. Therefore, she must leave the second husband. But in the second case regarding divorce, one might have thought that if the woman was divorced, kala esli lamilsa, it is something that would be publicized and well known to the neighbors. Therefore, the Bryce is coming to teach that people do divorce privately, and if she marries, she does not have to leave the second husband. So the courtyard kugelach competition was so captivating that the residents didn't see their neighbors' kedushin and gerushin taking place in private, nor notice the rabbi's two daughters being taken captive, which reminds us of the incident when Shmuel's daughters were taken captive. So the Koryat Kuluch competition was so captivating that the residents didn't see their neighbors Kedushin and Gerushin taking place in private, nor notice the rabbi's two daughters being taken captive, who upon their return testified that the other one was Tahor and not violated. Which reminds the next mission states that if two women were captured by Nachrim, and Rashi explains that there were Edim, and each one said, Nishbesi Utoharani, I was captured, and impure, they're not believed. But if they testify for one another, they are believed. Rashi explains that the Rabbanim were lenient for a captive woman to believe one witness, and even a woman, that the captive was not violated. Daf Chaf Dalet. So the Simur Chaf Dalet is a pitcher. So here goes. The two Kohanim holding pitchers. Pitchers? That must be more on Daf Chaf Dalet. The two Kohanim holding pitchers labeled, I'm a Kohen, and my friend is a Kohen, which reminds us, it was taught in a brace of two men say about each other, Ani Kohen v'chaviri Kohen, Neman l'achil b'truma, I'm a Kohen, my friend is a Kohen, each is believed to enable the other to eat truma, but not to the extent of marrying a woman of good yichus, unless there are three men, two of whom would testify about this one, and two of whom would testify about that one. Rashi explains that it's a malahiba yuchsin, a higher standard that the Rabbanim set for Kohanim, requiring two witnesses. Rav Yehuda says he's not believed even to let the other one eat truma, unless there are three men, two of whom would testify about this one, and two of whom who testify about that one. The Gemara assumes that the Machlokas is whether we are Choshesh L'Gomlin, whether we suspect collusion between them, and the Kohanim hold we're not suspect, and Rav Yehuda holds we are suspect. So the two Kohanim holding pitchers labeled, I'm a Kohen, and my friend is a Kohen, decide to give them as gifts to two Kohanim, who were elevated to Yochsin based on eating Truma and what was written in the Shtar. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings an alternative explanation with the Malchokes between the Chachamim Rabbi Yehuda saying, but Malin Matruma Yochsin Kamikvigeh, they disagree whether we elevate a Kohen who eats Truma to the status of one who has good Kohanic Yuchos. And the Gemara asks, Malu Halos Mishtarzo Yochsin, what's the halacha regarding elevating someone who's called a Kohen in a document to good Kohanic Yuchos? Rav Huna and Rav Chisda disagreed. One said we do elevate, and the other said we do not. So the two Kohanim holding pitchers labeled, I'm a Kohen and my friend is a Kohen, decided to give them as gifts to two Kohanim who were elevated to Yochsin based on eating Truma and what was written in a Shtar. While one family of Kohanim from Galus with widely known problematic Yichus sadly looked on. Which reminds us, Rav Chisda and Rabbi Avina disagree whether we elevate a Kohen based on his doing Nesiyas Kapayim, Birkas Kohanim. Rava brought a brisa with Hatir Shasa, who's Nehemia, who forbade Kohanim with questionable Yichus who returned from Babel to eat from Kadshim, but did permit them to eat Truma based on the Chazaka that they ate in Truma while in Galus. Rava inferred that these Kohanim could also continue doing Birkas Kohanim based on the Chazaka they had done so in Galus, and said that if one who did Nesiyas Kapayim was elevated to good Yichus, what was accomplished by prohibiting them from eating Kadshim? The Gemara refutes this proof, saying, Shani Chaka Derei Chazkayo. This situation was different because their status was widely known to be problematic. Daf Chaf Hei. So the Simur Daf Chaf Hei is a silver wedding anniversary. So here goes. When the husband saw his wife's reaction to a silver anniversary gift, silver anniversary? That must be more Daf Chaf Hei. When the husband saw his wife's reaction to a silver anniversary gift of a laminated card with a bracha for a precious challah, with a note that said, for challah nowadays, which is a derabbanan, which reminds us, the challah nowadays is a derabbanan for the pasuk states, you must separate challah b'voachem ha'aretz, upon your coming into the land. B'voachem, upon your coming, teaches, b'vias kulchem amarti v'lo b'vias miksasa. Upon the coming of all of you, I said, you must separate challah, and not upon the coming of some of you. And when Ezra came up from Babel, not all the Jews came up. As a result, challah nowadays is only at the Rabbanan. So, when the husband saw his wife's reaction to a silver anniversary gift of a laminated card with a bracha for Afrasha's challah, with a note that said, for challah nowadays, which is a derabbanan, he fled to Shul and got the first aliyah as Kohen, followed by a Levi, which reminds us. The Gemara teaches, Edus haba mekol chazaka ko chazaka. Edus based on a presumptive status is like that of a presumptive status itself. This is like the case when a man came before Rabbi Ami and said, Muskani bezesh hu Kohen. I presume that this man is a Kohen. When Rabbi Ami asked why he thought that, the man responded that he saw him get the first aliyah. When Rabbi Ami suggested perhaps it was just a kavod for being a great man, the man replied that he saw a Levi come after him and read second. Rabbi Ami elevated the man to the kuna to permit him to eat truma. So when the husband saw his wife's reaction to a silver anniversary gift of a laminated card with a bracha for a freshest challah, with a note that said, for challah nowadays, which is a derabbanan, he fled to Shul and got the first aliyah as Kohen, followed by a Levi, where his father was present and said, this is my son, and he is a Kohen, which reminds us, Rebbe elevated a son to the kuna based on the word of his father, for he taught, Hare Shabbava Amr B'nizeh V'Kohenhu, if someone came and said, this is my son, and he's a Kohen. He's believed to the extent of letting him eat Truma, but not to the extent of marrying a woman of Yichus. He explained to Rabbi Chiyah, who disagreed, that he believes him regarding Truma, since it's in the father's power to give him Truma to eat. Rav Yechiya rejected the testimony of the father about the son, but accepted the edus of a brother about the brother that he's a Levi, even though he's also a relative, because he was Masiach of Hitumah, speaking casually, without awareness and intent, to help his brother. Dav Chav Vav, so the Simur Dav Chav Vav is a military coup. So here goes. The military coup, that must mean we're on Dav Chav Vav. The military coup finally came to an end when a little boy sitting on the shoulders of his father and called Yochi the challah eater, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the example of the man who was Masiach of Hitumah, speaking casually about his childhood as a Kohen and be called Yochanan the challah eater, and Rebbe elevated him to Kahuna based on his own word. So the military coup finally came to an end when a little boy sitting on the shoulders of his father and called Yochi the challah eater, who proved he was not a Ben Gerusha by receiving Maisa Rishon at a formal distribution, which reminds us, Rebbe Shimon ben Elazar says that just as the distribution of Truma establishes a Chazakah of Kohuna, so does the distribution of Maisa Rishon establish a Chazakah of Kohuna. When the Gemara questions this numerous times, given that Maisa Rishon is given to a Levi, Rav Chisda answers that the case is where there's a Chazakah that the father of this man is a Kohen. But there was a rumor that he was a Ben Grusha or Ben Chalutza making him a Challah, and they distributed Maisa Rishon to him at the granaries. In such a case, we know he's not a Levi because of the status of his father, and if he was a Challah, which gives him the status of a Yisrael, he would never receive Maisa Rishon but towards Chalukah in the manner of formal distribution. Therefore, he has a chazaka of a Kohen. So the military coup finally came to an end when a little boy sitting on the shoulders of his father and called Yochi the challah eater, who proved he was not a Ben Gerusha by receiving Maisa Rishon at a formal distribution, pointed to the basin that was Mitzar of two different pieces of Edus against the evil general heading the coup, which reminds us, it was taught in a Braisa, Ein Edusim Mitzarefes Ad Shiyur Shneim Ke'echod. The testimony of two witnesses cannot be combined unless they both testify about the same event. Rashi explains that this would exclude a case where one witness saw the person borrow the money and the other aide heard the witness admit that he had taken the loan. Rabbi Shimon ben Karcha says, Afil Bezal Chazet, the testimonies can be combined even if they testify about events that took place one after the other. All right, now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one. Which stuff do you learn that the edus of two edim cannot be mitzdarif unless they give edus about the same thing? That's on daf Chavav. Good. Number two. Which stuff do you learn that if there's a hiding spot in a besieged city, then all the wives of Kohanim are permitted to their husbands? That's on daf Chav Zayin. Good. Number three. Which stuff do we have a question whether we are malin menasiyas kapayim with yuchsin and we have the mice of Hatir Shasa and the family with questionable yichus? That's on daf Chavdalad. Good. Number four. Which stuff be the case where a Kohen was elevated to the Kohuna based on his being given Maisa Rishon at the Goren? That's on Daf. Chavav. Good. Number five. Which stuff be the incident of Shmuel's two daughters being taken captive? That's on Daf. Chav Gimel. Good. Number six. Which stuff you have a question whether a Malin went Trumel Yuchsin and from Shtaros to Yuchsin? That's on Daf. Chavdalad. Good. Number seven. Which stuff do you learn that challah nowadays is a drabban? We learned it from the pasuk Bevoachem al Aretz. That's on daf. Chafhei. Good. Number eight. Which stuff do you have a question whether a woman's shivcha can testify that she was not violated during a siege? That's on daf. Chavzayin. Good. Number nine. Which stuff is going to bring the example of Yochanan Ochel Chalos, who was Masiach of Hitumah and elevated to the Kohuna? That's on daf. Chavav. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do you learn that when it comes to wartime, the Yetzer Hara's pull to have relations is stronger than the drive to be Ovid of Avodah Zorah? That's on Daf. Chav Zayin. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.